Now, verse 12. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just. They take a bribe. They turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. In other words, the poor cannot get justice in the court of that day. Has it changed today? Unless you're able, friends, to employ a very expensive lawyer, which means one that is clever and knows how to, you know, to get around the edge of the law without really breaking it, but it sure do bend it up pretty well. And unless you can pay for that sort of thing, why, you find out you have to pay right through the nose. And who is it that pays? Now, one of the reasons for repealing the death penalty was because the rich man could always escape the gas chamber or the electric chair. Now, I do not think that that was a legitimate reason, but the facts were true. The poor man, when he's found guilty, didn't stand a chance. The rich man could keep appealing the case, and it took him a long time to find his way to the jail. In fact, he never even got there in many cases. So that God takes notice of those things. And when there's not justice in a nation, you see, God has turned over to human government today to run this earth. And the nations of the earth are God's arrangement. But he holds them accountable. And when they fail, he removes them. Rome was removed from the scene. And we're going to talk about that later. But now let me move on here. Verse 13, therefore the prudent shall keep silence at that time, for it's an evil time. In other words, a man in that day knows he can't get justice. And many good people were keeping quiet. And it was the prudent thing to do. Because if he attempted to protest, it wouldn't do him a bit of good. And the tragedy of the hour in which we're living today is that we talk about the freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and freedom of speech. There's not much of that left today. Because the press, the news media today, is definitely become a brainwashing agency. And it is true today that only that which has money can get a public hearing. And as a result, you do have a silent majority in this country because they know that their voice would not amount to anything at all. But we are in a tragic day. And that was the day Israel had come to. Verse 14, seek good and not evil, that ye may live. Again he calls upon them to turn to him, so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. Hate the evil. This is verse 15. Hate the evil, love the good, and establish justice in the gate, that is, in the courtroom, until the poor can get justice, and not some liberal with some rich organization back of him, why he can betray our government and escape. In fact, he's made a hero. But some poor fellow that is espousing an honest cause, he doesn't stand a chance, friends. God says here, hate the evil, love the good, establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Now, there's still hope for you, he says. It's slim, but there's hope for you.